Kelly Sampson. And this morning's roundtable with Phil Donahue was so brilliant. That man made so much sense. And I thank you all so much for having him on. So much wisdom pertaining to Donald Trump and the way things played out.
Ann Riley, and I live in Colony. I did want to say how much I enjoyed the Joe Donahue show interviewing Phil Donahue. It was excellent. I enjoyed Joe's questions and thoughts, and it was nice to hear Phil Donahue once again.
Maureen Werther from Boston Spa, New York. Just a big thank you to Joe Donahue for that amazing interview you had with Phil Donahue. It was wonderful. I enjoyed every minute of it. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Howard Rubin. I live in Guildeland, New York. And I just wanted to say that I listened to the interview that Joe Donahue did with Phil Donahue. And it was one of the best things I've ever heard on the radio. I have to be honest, I've never listened to your station before, but when I read in the paper that Phil Donahue was going to be on, I was thrilled, and it lived up to every expectation. Thank you so much.
Edward Nardi, Tyringham, Mass. In my view, Trump's main goals last night was to erase the blunder that he made in trying to conflate the demonstrators and the fascists as the same in that last speech. But the thing is, any fascist knows that the more democracy, the more difficult his job. And he needs to get rid of the filibuster. He needs to get rid of counterweights. He needs to get rid of mechanisms that allow people time to discuss what's happening. Thanks again for everything you do.
Hello, my name is Peggy Best. I live in Northampton, Mass. And I just want to thank Alan Chartoff this morning for allowing Teresa and your colleague to speak just by themselves. I don't think highly intelligent men and well-meaning men understand or comprehend how women, since Hillary's defeat, not defeat, she won, need this kind of affirmation that women are brilliant and we can speak and men can listen. That is so important. So thank you, thank you, thank you.